It's Monday, April the 13th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world, such as everything.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah, and just as we were about 10 seconds into recording,
guess what happened?
Anthony has already decided to get up and leave the room.
I forgot something.
Well, what did he forget this time? Okay, let's take bets. I think he forgot his DS.
No, he forgot his phone, which he said he was going to get.
No, his phone's right here.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh. Then it's his bag. He probably bought like a book or something.
Okay, you? Backpack? Yeah. Okay, and the winner is...
Here he comes!
Show me potato salad!
Close the door. It's a book.
Ooh. It is a book.
Yeah, it's the book I'm talking about this week in my week, but I forgot it upstairs.
You forgot it upstairs because that is, we are true to the name, we are in a basement.
Yeah. No, I forgot it on the fifth floor. We're on the third floor.
We're still in the basement.
You're in a basement HQ.
So how you guys been this week?
Yeah, been good.
Good, really good.
Really good? Really good. Good. I have a question for you guys.
Go.
Tell me. I'm an open book.
Okay, good, good. What's been the most, what has been one of the biggest trends in video games past couple of years?
Video games? I don't know.
Climbing towers to unlock bigger areas of...
Don't be so specific. Think about the market. Think about the market. What has been huge in the past couple of years?
First-person shooters.
No! Toys to life, guys!
Oh!
Skylanders.
Okay. It's not a part of that. That scene,
Disney, you know? Infinity
Amiibos.
Okay. Amiibos,
which I still think they should have called Amiibros.
I'm asking you a second question, guys. Who's the biggest toy manufacturer in the world?
Hasbro.
Nope.
Bandai.
Nope.
Milton Bradley.
Nope.
Mattel.
Nope.
Duplo.
Nope. Duplo's not even a company. It's a toy line.
Sure, whatever.
What could it possibly be? I don't
it's
even know.
It's Lego.
Okay. Duplo is basically the same thing.
Now guess who's joining the Toys to Life scene?
Duplo.
Lego. I thought this was interesting news. Because I haven't really been interested in any of the stuff. Like, the Amiibos I want to buy, but just because...
You just want the character.
Like a character, not for anything. But I think it's called Lego in something. I don't know.
Lego Infinity.
Regardless, their little statue things are going to be cool because they're actually mini builds.
Oh.
Okay.
So they're little Lego builds. And they're not restricted to just Lego licenses. I think their first outing they're going to do is Back to the Future.
Ooh.
And if you look it up, there's this small little Back to the Future car that you build that becomes your toy to life thing.
Okay.
And I thought it was cool. It's another player entering the scene and... Hopefully, the whole market crashes.
Do you know if it's going to be like you build your thing with those specific parts? And then, so like, you know how like Skylanders has Swap Force where you can swap the top with the bottom of monsters? Do you know if it'll be like Lego custom build where you have to buy special Lego pieces that have like some sort of sensor and then I can custom build my own character and put it in?
I don't know. So far, they've only shown off like the official sets you can buy.
Oh, okay. Just like complete.
Set. Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't really gone and delved into anything else, but it looks promising, I think.
That's pretty
cool. I mean, if they have the right licenses that interest me, I'll definitely check it out. It would be cool to have, like, a Lego... I don't know.
Lego anything.
Yeah, like...
Lego's pretty cool, man.
I think I like a Lego Harry Potter one.
They already made a game of that, didn't they?
No, but I mean, like, I don't know. I would build a Malfoy? I don't know. Okay. I build a Harry Potter.
Build a Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw one of the Lego ads at my work. It was for Lego Jurassic Park, the game.
Mm.
Those games look fun. They look really good too.
They're all fun and they're all pretty good. It's just they're all the same.
Yeah, there's just action around, right?
Yeah.
It's nuts. But it says it covers until the fourth one, so I don't know if there's like tons of spoilers. But maybe it'll be released after the movie.
I think it'll release just before.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Part of the marketing hype is they usually release it right before.
Interesting.
Because usually I think those stories, most of the time, they're almost like a slight prequel side story tangent leading up to the movie.
Right.
So that's what it is. But I don't know. That news, it was interesting. But my real pick of the week, It has to be Monster Hunter related because we're all up with that Monster Hunter here.
Forever. I think forever
about that Monster Hunter. We were just finished playing around a Monster Hunter, actually.
Yep.
And this trailer went up yesterday, last night.
So it was hard to find, actually, without you linking us to it.
Oh, yeah?
It was like whenever you write Monster Hunter stories,
yeah,
it's just people's like stories about Monster Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And fanfic. Oh, boy, did I get through a lot of fanfic.
Yeah. So it's a trailer for Monster Hunter Stories, a Monster Hunter RPG.
Oh, my God, this game looks good.
For the Nintendo 3DS.
Ah!
It's
already an RPG.
No, I don't think Monster Hunter is an RPG. But Monster Stories, the trailer opens up with this cute Dragon Quest-like man character being chased by a very cute-looking Tigrex.
Aww.
And he's running down.
No, that's a regular Tigrex.
Nah, it's a cute Tigrex.
No.
He's pretty cute. And
a cute cat.
He's running away, and then you just see this wyvern in the distance. It comes in, and it looks like this Rathalos, a cute Rathalos.
It looks like a massive one from
it
afar.
It does look like a massive Rathalos.
And then it's just a mini one.
And then it comes down, and it's running behind him, too. And I'm like, oh, shoot, this guy's effed up. And then he pulls out his sword, and he mounts the Rathalos because it's his pet.
It has a saddle on the back.
And then you realize this Rathalos is tiny.
Yeah.
And, like, it's probably half the size of a tiger.
Baby Rathalos.
Yeah. And he's running on it, like, or he's riding it like a horse.
Yep.
And that's the sort of end of the trailer.
No. And then he runs with it, and it looks like Okami style, where he's, like, running into the distance. And then you see Kelby, you see Velociprae.
That's true.
You see, like, a Kongalala, like, just hanging out.
When he was running, was, like, flowers growing behind his
feet? Actually, he was running in a field of flowers.
Oh, my God.
And then the cat who's carrying the egg that they tried to steal, it hatches. But before it hatches, like, the egg cracks, and then it goes to the release date.
Yeah.
And then over here is a little, like, squealing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Cool, baby monsters. I'm down.
But it's cool, because, yeah, if there's one thing I've always had a problem with Monster Hunter, it's there's really no plot or narrative.
Or, like, why is every single monster I face an adult?
Yeah. Like, why am I doing this?
Why are there no children?
I mean, granted, Monster Hunter 4 is the closest in giving you a narrative, but this might be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm very interested what the battle system is going to be like.
Now that you know that monsters have kids, you can feel bad about totally obliterating like 17 Seregios for your Sonic armor.
No, because apparently like there's only one like the story has only one Shigaru Magal, one Fatalis.
Yeah, true.
But we just fucking murder those things like they're not going extinct anytime soon.
So many Fatali.
We're doing the world a service.
True.
Fatali.
Yeah. But no, I'm pumped. 3DS is shaping up to be another great console.
Yeah.
3DS is really good.
It is. It's the one console you all should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah. Blavin, you have a pick?
Yeah. So my pick of the week is actually from another game that I personally haven't played. It's from Bloodborne.
Okay.
So apparently now they figured out that you can partially transform into a werewolf. So apparently there was a stat called Beasthood in the game. So did you guys ever wonder what Beasthood was when you guys were playing?
Totally.
I saw, like, I've never seen anything involving Beasthood in my brief time with the game.
Yeah. So apparently you can, like, do a certain amount of quests and stuff, and then you eat these pellets and equip this certain, like claw weapon.
Beast claws.
And then you can attack enemies, and when you attack, a bar fills up in your head where you do more damage and so do they at you.
Okay.
It's like a berserk mode.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but apparently this whole game is about werewolves.
Yeah.
But you're like not really a werewolf, you're not fully transforming, you're sort of like half transforming. This is what it's supposed to be about and stuff. So a lot of people apparently are left disappointed because they wanted to transform into a full wolf.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe.
Well, I would love to be able to turn into a wolf, but through the narrative context of the story, if you become a wolf, you're dead. Like, essentially, when you people die in that game, they turn into the wolves.
They wolf out, eh?
Yeah.
So this is like they're a good like in-between, eh?
Yeah, but I did a bit more digging on this story, and
journalist.
I did.
Have my sources.
And I look back towards other articles where, who's the director of this game?
Shinji Mikami. I don't know.
No. the dude from From Software. Okay. And they would start to talk about a werewolf mode and how it's really elaborate and there's multiple things about it. And it seems like there's a beast mode as the remnants of that original feature, which was eventually cut.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Wait for that DLC, that werewolf DLC.
I think it's just going to be another game.
It'd be called Blood Birth.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew.
Blood birth. That's every birth.
Why not just beast born?
Ah! Beast birth.
Again.
No, but you have to have blood in the title because you collect. This game's all about blood.
Blood.
Blood beast. Yeah, that's a good one.
Good. Blood beast. Good enough.
Beast blood.
Sounds like a Simpsons.
You can turn into a werewolf. That's the new game. That's the game's title.
Yo, dog, you can turn into a werewolf.
From game. Software.
That should be it. Like, colon, you can turn into a werewolf now. Exclamation mark.
Now is all caps.
That's a DLC. Is it to be something awesome? It's just like...
I always like parody game names.
Yeah.
Like, in The Simpsons, they had the one game, Bone Storm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's an awesome name.
Wow, what is it supposed to be?
It was a fighting... It was a ripoff of, like, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
This is called Bone Storm.
Can you imagine that? It's like the new DLC, Bloodborne. You can turn it through werewolf now. Coming April 13th.
They didn't submit a title, so they took the first couple words of the description.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, me too.
I'd buy that.
I'd buy the crap out of it.
Yeah. Anthony, your picks?
I have a bunch of picks. So keeping it on the video game front, Nintendo is bringing the very popular Japanese franchise Yo-Kai Watch to the West. So Yo-Kai Watch is, think of it kind of like Pokemon. There are these monsters called the Yo-Kai, and they're invisible to normal humans.
They're ghosts.
They're ghosts. I think they are. I'm not sure. But the main character has a special watch that is able to, that lets them see and capture and befriend the Yo-Kai.
Makes sense.
And then, like, stop an evil plot. So it's very Pokemon-esque. But I didn't realize how big this was. I always heard them talk about it on
April Oh, you've Play. Never seen the Yo-Kai Watch?
I've never seen the Yo-Kai Watch.
Oh. Okay. Like, it's a toy.
Yeah. And I've never realized how big it is, because, like, apparently they're just doing, like, gangbusters in Japan. Like, kids are eating this shit up, like, left and right, and, like, their toy sales are through the roof.
The hell's a gangbuster?
Huh?
What's a gangbuster?
Something like, I don't know. It's like an expression.
Oh, something
like gangbusters.
Like selling like hotcakes?
Like hotcakes. Oh,
okay.
Anything that sells fast. But yeah, like, it's crazy. I think in the IGN article, they say that to this date, their total sales have been, like, in the billions. So, kind of nuts that, like, the third game is the one that comes over here. Maybe I thought they maybe would bring it out here faster, but it's pretty cool. I actually want to see what, like, actually play these games. And I know they're made for kids, but, like, so is Pokemon. So, kind of down with that. Have you guys seen, like, Yo-Kai Watch and stuff?
Never.
I've heard about it for the past couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never even heard about it until now.
I've been tempted many times to dabble into the Yo-Kai.
Like, the toys, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with it?
I don't even know what these are.
Like, I don't get it. That's how you know you're old.
Okay. I don't understand what these kids are into.
Yeah.
A quick one is on US Gamer. Jeremy Parrish, he wrote a blog about if you think that video game franchises, like really established ones, have to live forever, and like,
yes,
is it better for them to just kind of drop a series maybe and move to something new? Like, do you really need another Mega Man?
I don't know, Anthony. Do you need another Fast and Furious?
All the time.
Well, then this article is easy to answer,
right? But like, the thing was like the argument there is that like. So no one's bringing out a new Metroid. The last Metroid was pretty much Other M.
Because no one cares about Metroid.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, people keep clamoring for, like, a new Mega Man or a new Metroid or these kind of almost, like, dead or defunct franchises. But, like, do people really want it? Or do they just want to, like, kind of revel in the past goodness and hope that something good will come?
I think it's a bit of both sides of the argument. But,
yeah. But it was a pretty interesting article to read in all the comments. Like, it generated a lot of interesting comments and just like people actually discussing it, so that's pretty cool. Another quick one is you guys know Minecraft? Heard of Minecraft?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, so it's this little indie hit. So this guy made a fully working Pac-Man machine.
How does that even work?
Inside Minecraft.
That's crazy.
What are the physics like on that thing?
It's the arcade cabinet. It's just a full arcade cabinet.
Oh, okay.
It's a giant arcade cabinet. And then you play the arcade cabinet that's in the world of Minecraft. And so he had to do some custom stuff. So with Minecraft, you can make, like, custom texture packs and stuff to make the game look like something else. So he made a custom texture pack with all the Pac-Man sprites and stuff. But there are these things in Minecraft that are logic blocks.
Yeah.
So you can make like little miniature programming within Minecraft. And with these logic blocks, people have done like crazy things. Like someone made a working hard drive inside Minecraft.
Sounds good.
So you could like save stuff to this hard drive in the Minecraft game that is on your hard drive.
Ooh. Yo, man.
Right?
That's nuts.
And like weird stuff like that. But it's cool. It's like fully functioning. It's got all the sound effects. All the ghosts have their own separate AI and like can act like he has one like really long logic block full of logic blocks that have it's just purely for ghost AI. So gosh. The ghost is like, Pac-Man, I know Pac-Man's here because I saw him there. So the shortest route to there is for me to go here and here.
Did the article mention how long it took him to make this?
It didn't mention how long it took him to make it. He just said he's been working on it for forever.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of...
You can put it on his resume.
Yeah, you probably could.
It's like, hey, listen, you know that Pac-Man thing you played in Minecraft the other day? Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
That was me. That was me.
Hire me.
so yeah, that was pretty cool. And I think, is it the last one?
Yeah, I think you have one more.
Yeah, the last one
Jesus,
I have.
Anthony.
Yeah, sorry. There was a lot of cool stories that I thought were like either mildly interesting or pretty funny.
So, I like how he said, there's a lot of cool stories that I thought were mildly interesting.
Yeah. So we're just a mildly interesting
podcast. Like, what is that? What is that?
I just wanted to, like, I thought people would like, we're like.
Our disclaimer at the beginning says the coolest things in the world.
Yeah, I know. They're mildly
and,
cool.
And you're like, this is cool if it were mildly interesting.
Okay, I found this one really funny. Okay, so here we go. In Turkey.
Okay, this one has to live up.
A mayor is being sued for blowing the budget of their city on building a giant robot statue. In the middle of their city.
That's I think I good. Saw this. He built like a Zaku.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a Zaku.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and it's but it's not a Zaku.
Right? Oh my god, that's awesome.
So the mayor...
The article cites it as a Transformer.
So, yeah, a Turkish politician who has been the mayor of Ankara since 1994 is currently being sued after unveiling a 20-foot metal robot that is all taxpayer money.
Good for him.
So, like, I don't know if he just, like, he wants to retire or, like, he just doesn't care anymore. Or if he just legitimately thought a giant knockoff Zaku in the middle of a city would be totally awesome. But this picture, it's like if you took a Zaku, like, model kit, but, like, you didn't, like, there was no color on it. Like, there was no paint on it. It was just a gray Zaku. And he's in, like, the really stereotypical, like, Rock'em Sock'em Robots pose with, like, his arms at, on an L shape at his side and the fists out. It's pretty funny. Man. I was just so baffled. Oh. Like, I tried to do more research onto, like, why this happens or whatever. But really, all the sites that I found really only go into, like, yo, this mayor built a robot. That's crazy.
Right? Well, there's not much else to say other than, what the fuck, right?
Like... I don't know why he would do that. Like,
what I want to know is how he got away with it for so long. How come no one, like, said anything?
Like, they didn't say anything until it was complete.
Yeah, until it was done. That's when they complained. But, like, during the process, no one questioned. Papers were signed. It was...
They're like, yeah, no, this makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, move to Turkey if you want hot robot action.
Speaking of crazy international news... I heard an interesting story between the Italians and the Russians.
What?
They're teaming up?
They are. Well,
form like Voltron?
They're teaming up. Well, maybe not the Italians and Russians as a country, but an Italian surgeon and a Russian scientist are teaming up for what I think is the future. There's a... So the Russian scientist, he's brilliant.
Of course, he's Russian.
I believe I'm quoting everything from the story right. It's been a while since I read it. A week. But he has some sort of terminal illness.
Okay.
And he's gonna die.
Okay.
And he was approached by this Italian surgeon who's also a bit loony, and they were going to attempt the world's first head transplant.
Oh, I saw this, but I didn't read it. But apparently he's gonna suffer something real bad.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna be alive for this, I think. No.
Did you read it or not?
No, I thought I heard something about a head transplant.
Okay, so what did it actually say? Tell us about it.
I can't really recall the details. It's just that it's going through with it. The biggest problem is just the legal matters of doing it. because it's experimental and you can't find a facility that will okay on it. Yeah,
it's called that doctor's basement.
So, and he's not expecting to, you know, it's not going to be a smooth thing to go through, but he's like, guess what? It's better than dead. If this goes through, guys, fucking future. Like, it's we live in that sci-fi terror.
So they, okay, so first off, they need two participants.
Well, no, because I think they could just use...
A cadaver?
I guess I could use, a body.
Like, I would have thought that, their muscles would have been... Like, what's that thing where, like, when you die, your muscles tighten up?
That's true.
Yeah, but, I thought, maybe, it decomposed too much, or, if something's been inactive too long, you can't use it for transplants and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's why, right after the accident, they just... When someone dies, maybe they have, they're on a donor list, and it's like, I'll just take the body.
Yeah, I just want the body, take the head off, I just want...
Yeah. So.
Man.
Well, okay, I read the article just now, and they said that he could face something, worse than death, because, if the thing rejects his body and he's still, half a head on a thing,
yeah,
that's bad. Two, if he was didn't, because if he was, if the senator was successful and he has all these new connections and foreign blood and foreign,
whatever,
right. Chemicals and stuff from another person, it just messes with his psyche. Sounds cool, let's do it.
But can you imagine if it works?
That's this is going into the immortal future. If you're super rich, you live forever.
Apparently you'll need 150 doctors and nurses. It's just a lot of people.
Well, they all want to do it?
No, they need that many people to help.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeez.
Yeah, it's because
it's a 36-hour operation.
It's a very complicated process.
36 hours. I don't play magic for that long.
Man, that's crazy.
36. And I assume you'd have multiple surgeons. No one surgeon is going to be up.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's what if it's he starts off, the crazy guy starts off, and then, he hands it off to, some other surgeon? And that surgeon messes up. He's like, no, you messed up my only chance.
I think they're all in it together. I mean, if you're going to join this project, I think at some level you're all motivated to see this thing work to the best of the possibility.
Man, that's crazy.
Right? But I can't wait to hear more about this on the future events.
You remember in Metal Gear Solid 4 when Raiden had, the white blood?
Sure.
I want that.
Apparently, what they're going to do is that they're going to cool the body down so none of the cells die when deprived of oxygen.
Okay.
They're going to cut off his spine and his head.
Oh, Jesus!
And then attach them all to, these just things that'll make it
sustain. Oh, so it's not a straight decapitation. They're removing the whole spine.
And No. They're removing part of the spine.
Oh, so what part of...
What they're doing, and then when they put it back on the thing, is that he's like the nerve endings of the spine are just... I know this because I've seen it. They're just... little dense spaghetti.
You should have just elaborated a bit. I know this because I've seen it.
No, as in I've seen it in
he my went cadaver, to school for
the cadavers and stuff, right?
Okay.
So then they put the spine together and they're gonna use this weird chemical to try and get them to mesh together and then keep injecting them so that they're they could mesh together. And then
bond?
After that, yeah, and bond, and then they're gonna sew together all the muscles, all the tendons.
That's crazy.
And then induce a 4-month coma. So that the body can heal, and he'll only be functional after a year or so.
Can you imagine waking up?
No.
this is the Frankenstein project. He's gonna wake up, and he's like, "How are you feeling? How are you?" And he's just gonna whisper, "Kill me." that's all that's gonna happen. I'm a monstrosity. Kill me.
The world we live in, man. What's next?
I want to put my brain in a robot body.
Hey, but the good news is that he will he'll retain his old voice.
Oh, thank God. No, because
that was the biggest of his problems.
If I couldn't hold my own voice, I'm out. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all our picks.
Amazing.
A bit front loaded. Before we move on to our weeks, we got a couple shout outs. Blaine, would you do me the honors of reading
anything they have shout-outs? To say?
Yeah, oh my god, I lost the shout outs.
Here you go. I have it ready to go.
Okay, so Derek Pite wants you to recite Freebird, but I don't know the song.
This is really long.
Yeah, but I'm going to shout you out.
Do you have to recite the guitar solo?
No.
I think if he wanted you to recite it out, he would have written it down.
That's true.
But he didn't.
And Edmund Wittemeyer says, love listening to the podcast every week. You guys do an amazing job and make me laugh. Keep up the good work, and I hope you get that Crunchyroll sponsor so I can hear more skits like the one in 224.
That was a good skit. That was the best improv I've seen.
Oh, did you guys listen back to it?
No. Yeah, you put like music under it.
I did put music under it. Oh, that's amazing. And I tried to cut it a little tighter because there were gaps in the original recording.
That's amazing. But we're funny.
Hopefully people found that entertaining.
Entertaining. And Crunchyroll was actually impressed.
I'm glad that people also are happy that, or are finding it amusing that I don't know what a tablespoon is.
Yeah, TBSP?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Oh Anthony.
Do we want to tell that story in the air?
Yeah, sure. So I was like, yo, Vince has got a lot of tea. He's some sort of Asian. He lives up to that stereotype. Like,
okay. Right? Okay. Yeah, sure, you can have some steep tea. Go for it.
So I was like, I'll have some loose tea. You know, it's not in a bag. It's going to... And so it said one TSP on the back.
Yes, it did.
And in my head, I'm like, one tablespoon. So I get a tablespoon, and I put it in. I'm like, this looks like a lot. Guys, is this normal? And then everyone's like, what the hell just happened? So I put a whole tablespoon when it was supposed to be a teaspoon. Yeah. So it's good to know. Apparently, tablespoon is TBSP.
Hence the B.
Which I didn't know.
Table.
I thought that was like the American way of doing things.
You thought this was like a favorite or favorite?
Yeah, like that. Or it was like as an ounce in grams.
So Anthony said sometimes he bakes, and I asked him, like, in a recipe, have you never run into where it says one thing is TSP and the one is TBSP? Apparently he hasn't. So no. What a miracle.
I don't know. I've always encountered them separately, but I've never encountered them together.
But so do you just always pull out the same spoon?
Yeah, because I thought it was...
Is that just not, like...
Because I thought it was... Red flags in your head? I thought it was just, like, this is an American book. This is a Canadian book, and we're just going to do this.
Well, now you know for the future.
Now I know. Now I know that
those... To any prospecting ladies, if Anthony ever invites you to his place for a home-cooked meal,
don't be warned. Don't let me cook.
That's crazy.
Yeah, let's move into our week, shall we?
Shall.
Okay, I'm going to open up. So I've been watching this new hot Netflix original series.
Oh, is it called, what is it? Arrow?
Close enough.
Ah, oh, got it.
Close enough. Sad. Yeah. It's about a vigilante protecting his city.
Of course, as they all are.
They always do. Actually, that's a lie. The Arrow wants to protect his city. Daredevil wants to protect Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
Just to clear things up, Hell's Kitchen is a tiny little neighborhood inside Manhattan. That's his entire roaming district.
Anything within this 3-block radius, I'm there.
And they play it up like that in the show. No one refers to the city as New York. No one refers to it as Manhattan. They're like, this is Hell's Kitchen. I grew up here, and I'm gonna whatever here.
Whatever here.
And there's a lot of crime in this one little borough or neighborhood or whatever you want to call it. But it's a really good show. It's nothing like Marvel's ever done before. You know how Marvel always likes to balance those comedic / action-y movies?
Yeah.
This is all serious.
No, it still has the comedic sense, but they go very dark.
Like literally because he's blind?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't wear red, he wears black.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's very gory. It feels like it should be on HBO right after Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
It's that. I don't recommend eating while you're watching this
show. Wow, really? That bad?
Yeah.
Like MKX Fatality
like,
bad?
They don't show everything explicitly.
Okay.
But they show enough and they imply enough that you get what's going on.
Huh.
Like.
You hear like a bunch of crunches of stuff.
You see people stab through the eyes and stuff like.
Is it worse or more tame than God of War?
It's probably more tame because God of War just lets you see everything.
Okay, all right.
But Daredevil doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, Daredevil still has to appeal to a general audience.
All right.
And it's probably so it's like one notch below Game of Thrones if you've ever seen that. Like, because there's no nudity or anything either.
Oh, okay.
So, there's that. But, no, it's good. It's surprisingly good, actually. I think you guys would like it, especially... I think people who don't like Flash or Arrow because it is the CW teen drama special, they will love Daredevil.
Hmm. Are you implying that I don't like Arrow?
Cause... No, I'm implying to audiences who can never watch Arrow because it's for teenage girls.
I'm just not watching Arrow because it's a television show.
You might watch it. I don't know. Then I don't know. Episodes are about 55 minutes each.
Full, oh, wow.
Okay. Full length, eh?
Yeah, there's 13 episodes. I'm only... up to episode 5. It's at the time of this recording, it's been out for 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of people have on my Facebook feed have been loving it.
Yeah, TJ finished it.
Jeez, TJ. Jeez, TJ.
He went through all 13 episodes, so.
Jeez.
And he apparently loved it, so. But I'm also loving it. I've got almost no complaints. They took the hottest character from True Blood. She's on here.
Who is it?
Deborah Ann Woll, the redhead.
Oh, what? Yep.
She's the female lead.
Say Electra.
What?
No, she's Karen.
Is that code for Electra?
No.
Like, is Electra's name is that Karen?
Just Electra.
No.
Okay.
No, she's just a secretary.
Okay.
Involved in stuff. Main villain is the Kingpin.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like the fat bald guy?
Yep.
Is that a fat bald guy?
Yep. His right hand, Wesley, is there.
What if he was a skinny guy with like a full head of hair?
No.
It just
wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. Because when, like, when less important criminals come to, like, I don't know, engage him, it just wouldn't work.
Is he just, like, an imposing figure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not the type of imposing figure who just stands by and watches his subordinates do his work. He'll get his hands dirty if he needs to.
Okay.
And he gets his hands dirty.
Like, literally.
Oh, it's Vince D'Onofrio? He's from, like, one of those, like, Law & Order CSI shows.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Is he on the one with Ice Cube? Or no. Ice-T?
No. Interesting.
Hey,
he's in Law & Order Criminal Intent. My mom watches that all the time. That's crazy.
Huh. Yeah, well, there you go.
Interesting.
And, you know, even though it's dark and it's very serious, it does have its moments, too. Like, they go through a bit of Matt Murdock backstory, his little origin of why he's blind, his father, and situational stuff.
Matt Murdock.
No, I really recommend it. It's like the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck never happened.
but it did happen.
No.
And also that Elektra movie happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get you some sweet Blu-ray DVD combos.
Oh yeah.
I will say Ben Affleck wore it better, but.
Like the suit?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that's
It's also opinion. A different suit, right?
Yeah, it's a different suit, of course.
Okay.
It's a different... Like, I'm going to spoil a little bit. This Daredevil doesn't have the double Ds on his chest.
He doesn't have double Ds, eh?
Double D?
I'm a boob man.
Does he have, like Toph earthbending powers where when he steps he sees, like, sonar?
No, he just stops and listens.
Oh, really? The whole time?
Yeah. And they don't do any special effects either. He just listens, and the way they do it is if he's looking out at like a vista or a scenery and he needs to focus on something, the focus will just focus on the item, and everything else will blur.
Fade away.
Yeah.
What if someone's just really quiet?
He'll hear you.
What?
He does the whole, I'm a human lie detector, I can hear your heartbeat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, those are good times. I actually like the Daredevil vision.
You know, like, I'm not a Daredevil fan, but... It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he has no double D's in the chest.
Just kills me. I know what you mean.
Not enough double D's.
Those pecs, just, they're not enough.
I'm a boob man. But I mean, the thing is that, like, I guess this one they wanted to take the realistic approach, eh? Makes me wonder if they're going to bring in his best buddy.
Who's his best buddy?
Iron Fist.
He kind of looks like Iron Fist.
Seriously?
Well,
Matt Murdock?
In his suit.
Yeah, he does. His black suit,
the first thing I thought was...
He does look like he's just an Iron Fist in all black.
Yeah.
What?
And because he doesn't have his weapons yet, he just fights like Iron Fist.
That's funny.
But what's great is he's human. So even though he can't just walk into a room and take everybody out, he gets tired. And slowly through the fights, you see he gets sloppy. And he's just like, I can't do this anymore.
He gets hurt a lot.
Oh, he gets his ass kicked all the time.
Interesting.
It's good.
But yeah, no, I mean, in the comics, like Iron Fist takes over as Daredevil for a little bit, which is a surprise to all the criminals because it's Iron Fist beating you up instead of Daredevil. He's kung fuing you to death. So I wonder if like he's gonna be in this or anything.
Well, the next supporting cast. The next one is Jessica Jones. The next
series. Oh, okay, interesting. So they're doing the whole Marvel Knights thing, or
yeah, and then it's gonna be Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Luke Cage and Iron Fist?
No, they're separate series, and then all four come together for the Defenders.
Ah! Is Luke Cage like Power Man?
Yeah, he's the bulletproof.
He's the one that everybody wanted The Rock to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But the thing is that like he's a product of his time. I mean, he used to have like an afro and like the weird.
You're thinking the old one.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, come on. Same thing with Iron Fist. He was there because of the boom of the kung fu age.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still around today.
Yeah, they're hardly.
One of them is in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, Iron Fist still has the dragon on his chest.
Yeah, how are they gonna do that?
I think
they're because he actually, you know how he gets that thing? He hugs a dragon. Yeah. So what happens is that, okay, his story, I'll just briefly get into it. His father is like this guy who is like a billionaire, obviously, again.
Okay.
Like any other, you know, rich kid who has superpowers. And then they crash land in this like place called like Kunlun or something because his father had a blimp. And then his wife gave birth in the blimp. And then they're like, yo, you got to give my son medical help or I'll kill y'all. Wow. He has a gun. So they give his medical help. And then the kid, Danny Rand, like grows up and like is really, really good at training the martial arts there. And basically him and his rival, they, you know, whoever gets the highest rank becomes the next Iron Fist, right? Champion of that area, mm-hmm. or of that school. And to get the Iron Fist thing, you have to kill the dragon. Like, there's a dragon in a cave and you kill him. And then after he dies, he's rebirthed later so that another Iron Fist can take his powers again. And the way he gets the mark is that, like, he grabs the dragon and, like, pushes him close to him and it burns the dragon's insignia onto his chest. And then he punches the dragon and kills it.
Wow.
Maybe the dragon will be a metaphor.
For what?
Chinese mob.
Yeah, maybe. That actually might be true. That's a good one.
And he'll get burned in the kitchen.
But I mean like...
in Hell's Kitchen.
In the comics, he has like all this chi manipulation and power and stuff, so it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
He can play like Jedi mind tricks on people. Yeah. He's like, oh, look, I can do it now. He's
Yay!
The other thing about Daredevil I should mention is it takes place after the destruction of New York in the original Avengers.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so... New York is destroyed. Yeah, T's just like, oh, now it makes sense. Yeah, all these crime lords have taken over construction companies as they're rebuilding New York from that incident. And that's how they're getting their power. Or, like, their, not power, but their control over the city. And that's where the setting is. So that's probably something you should know because they never explicitly state it. Although they're like, do you have a magic hammer? Do you have iron armor?
Right.
A big shield? Like, they say that kind of stuff, but they never say anything else.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah. I have heard that there is a connection to this and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but when I finish it, I'll let you know. And then I watched anime.
What? Again?
Yeah, it's called Triage X.
Where did you watch anime, Vince?
Oh, God. Stop it.
This one I can't say.
So it's just an anime? Is there enough double D's in here for you?
Well, what do you guys think?
I feel like I've heard of this.
What do you guys think Triage X is about?
Triage is about, like, medical stuff.
Sure.
But the X is obviously something, like, supernatural.
Is it?
Okay, go.
Or it's some sort of mystery. It's like Mysterious Girlfriend X.
All right. So you're right. It is a medical thing, you know, and there's a task force. They got to get rid of lesions.
Are they called the X-Force?
No, they're called Triage X.
Okay.
And, you know, they got, yeah, you know, when the body's infected, it's their job to eliminate it. Their job, right?
This is sounding like Trauma Team.
But think of the body as the city and criminals as the virus.
Yeah, lots of double D's in the show. I'm looking at the clips now and there's plenty of double D's.
Oh my God, Vince, what are you doing? What are you watching? Life?
So
this is what are you doing?
This just seems like an excuse for tentacles.
The judgment is real.
Hold on, guys. I turn it on, and then the first minute I wanted to turn it off, but I'm like, I'm gonna sit through this.
You're like, I'm gonna. You stood up to turn it off, and you're like, I'm gonna sit through this. But as you sat back down, you took your pants off, and you're like, this makes it better.
So there's nudity, there's blood.
Yeah, what? I know. I'm looking at.
There, so like the you know one dude, he's hardcore biker dude. There's slick motorcycles. One of his main. Sidekick girl is also badass, only she's dressed like a maid or a nurse.
Oh, that's the girl from What was that zombie one?
I don't know.
With the nurse with the huge
tits. I don't know. What is this? Is
high
what?
School zombie something?
Yeah, high school DxD or high school. Okay, anyway, go on. Why did you? Where did you come up with this? Like, how,
why?
Explain.
Because I was looking at the spring anime list. I'm like, well, okay, what here's interesting that I want to see? Mm-hmm. And I don't really read the synopsises. I read titles and I look at the poster and I'm like, whatever. I'll watch that.
Does this artistically look cool?
Oh, actually, no. I should have known because the poster for True Ajax is horrible. It is very much what you see is what you get. But I thought I was going to get a little bit more. You know how like there's things that are very bad. They're so bad. They're bad for you, but they're good.
Like BuzzFeed.
Like Fast and Furious.
Like Fast and Furious.
Right? This is that. So this is a Fast and the Furious sandwich from start to finish. It's got girls, guns, cars, and action. But. But there's something else. There's got plenty of that. Actually, there's no girl in the show who has smaller double D than double D tits.
Yeah, wow. That's what I'm seeing here.
Okay, but in this Fast and the Furious sandwich in Triage X, there's this extra helping of anime spread. And let me tell you.
That sounds gross. That sounds like the filthiest shit in the world.
And
man,
let me tell you, it is thick. Oh. It is thick.
Oh, is it warm? Like,
what do you mean by thick? Like, what do you mean?
Ooh, the anime layer on this bad anime sandwich. Layer? Yeah, on this bad sandwich is thick.
This doesn't sound like a sandwich I'd ever want to eat.
What do you mean, though? What is this anime layer? Explain.
Nothing. It's just a metaphor. Okay, think. What is the worst type of burger you could have that you know is bad for you, but it's absolutely delicious? Right?
Yeah, okay.
That's Fast and the Furious. Okay. Triage X is that exact same sandwich with a layer of anime spread on it.
Oh my god.
They have...
It is the worst thing I've seen in a long time.
Really?
It is horrible.
You're looking at the same toy that I'm looking at.
Yeah, there's just a toy of girl with boobs out.
It's one of the characters.
Wow, why is it so bad?
It is everything you guys are judging it right now, it is.
So you watch the whole series, obviously.
I only watched the first episode.
Okay.
It is not worth watching. It is horrible. Do not watch it.
I'm going home and watching it.
This is your warning right now. Do not watch Triage X.
This looks like shit.
What are you talking about? It looks awesome. I'm going to go watch it. It looks amazing. They have to kill people who are cancerous to society.
Yeah, and they're black labeled because they're that bad.
Ah! Like Johnny Walker black labeled.
Yo, if you just want a bunch of people stomping out evil people, go watch like Black Lagoon or something.
It's a bad anime.
This looks amazing.
I don't know what to say. What have you done? I don't know what I was thinking.
What have you done?
I love it.
I felt really bad after I finished it.
I love it.
Oh, but there's a neat twist to it.
What?
Speaking of, it's head transplants and stuff. The main character, I'm just going to spoil it right here because this is kind of the hook of the show. He's in high school, obviously.
Of course.
Right? And all his whole team's in high school, too.
Right? Of course.
Turns out he had a best friend when he was a little boy, kind of like Ken and Ryu.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay. I think they're at a house or a dojo or at a medical place. Exploded, went up in flames. To protect his friend, we'll say Ryu, okay. Ryu protected Ken.
All right.
By using his body to shield his friend from the explosion.
Yeah.
Turns out his friend died anyway because of a concussion. And Ryu's limbs all got exploded off.
Got robot limbs.
No. He has the limbs of his dead friend Ken on Ryu's body.
Oh.
And his problem is he keeps seeing his
dead friend as a ghost. Was this some liquid ocelot shit? Like,
it sort of is.
Okay.
The man who performed the surgery was Ken's father. Or the little boy's father.
Oh my god.
And he's the leader of Triage X. So that's the hook. And from a sci-fi perspective, that sounds kind of cool. But then you watch it and you're like, this is bad for me. This is not good. Let's not even bother.
I'm gaining weight just watching this.
Yeah, that was my week. I know, I feel bad.
This is what you get for judging books by its cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
And this is not a cover that even appeals to you. It's just girls with big boobs.
No, it doesn't. I don't know.
I just don't get it.
You know what? I saw the bike and I thought Akira.
No.
No.
And I'm like, maybe it's just a racier version of Akira.
Yeah.
No. It's not.
No.
So, yeah, Blaine, what's your week like?
So my week is fairly short. It's been a lot working, so not really that to say. But I did purchase something new. I purchased my first new 3DS game.
When you say new 3DS game, what do you mean?
Like, this is the only game that can only work on the new 3DS.
Oh, you purchased that game.
I purchased Xenoblade Chronicles because I was really feeling it that day. You know, I just wanted to get it. So I didn't play any of this game yet. I haven't even opened it.
Wow.
But I actually can't wait because apparently – so a lot of people have been saying that this game, it loses a lot of its depth from the Wii version because it used to be on the Wii. Because apparently you're on the back of giant robots. The whole world's just on the back of giant golems or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can look up into the sky and see, like, their arms and limbs and, like, you walk around and stuff like that. But, I mean, I've never played it before, so I have nothing to compare it to. So I feel like I'm going to have a good time anyway. Whenever I watch the battles, it just looks confusing. But you said it's pretty fun, so.
It's very easy.
Okay, so I just.
It's, you know what it's like?
What?
It's almost like a MMO.
Really?
So at the, like, it's all about cooldowns.
They're aggro lines.
Yeah, that's it. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, so like when you're moving, you attack automatically.
Automagically. Yeah, yeah, and then you have your skills.
Yeah, and then you go behind them, and then like the really cool thing about this game, which I really enjoy, when I'm really looking forward to, is that apparently the sword of the game, the Momoto, oh sorry, the Monado.
Monado.
Yeah, is Momoto's from Zatch Bell, by the way. Monado. Oh, damn it. Monado, which sounds Spanish, not even like Japanese. It gives him the power of future sight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He can see into the future.
So when you're battling in battles, it actually gives you the glimpse of the future when an opponent's about to KO you and you can react to it. You have a certain time limit before they can kill you.
Huh.
So it's like, oh, this guy's going to do a sweet attack. You better guard against it in this time frame. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to play it.
I found the end battle pretty tough until I grind for a bit.
The what battle?
Until the final battle.
The final battle.
Final battle. Is there extra stuff to do in this game? Is there more?
Lots of extra stuff.
I heard there's tons of endgame.
You're gonna go like when you get to the halfway point in the game, you're gonna see all these things that you can't do because you're just way under leveled.
Interesting. And apparently, the soundtrack in this game is phenomenal.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I have the soundtrack for this game. I haven't even played it. That soundtrack is fantastic.
Really?
Like, yeah. Just no nostalgia. No, like. I haven't even played that game, and I like that soundtrack a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is apparently it didn't look that good in the Wii anyway, because it was, like, you're probably playing on a high-def TV on a low-def. Yeah.
No, yeah.
The optimal way to play this game is actually on the Dolphin emulator on PC.
Yeah, because it upscales all the res.
Yeah, makes it HD, but that's a bit more trouble than it's worth.
So, yeah, I can't wait to play this new game. I can't wait for the British voice acting.
Yeah, like, I like British voices, but the problem when they do British voices in video games is they like to diversify, and so you get a lot of Scottish voices.
Apparently there's not enough. The reviewer said there wasn't enough.
The reviewer was Scottish, right?
Yeah. That's Did you see this, the IGN one?
Yeah, like, don't even bother. That's why he said that.
Really? Is that the joke?
Yeah, that's way too many Scottish people here.
Oh, is that what it was? Was that a joke?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of, like, I'm not shitting on.
Racist
on British accents as a whole, but there are some that I prefer to others.
I see. Okay, cool. But yeah, I think I'm up cracking it open tonight, so it looks pretty good.
Yeah,
I want to play it.
Getting excited to feel it.
Yeah, I'm getting excited to do some backslash. Looks sick, and I finally figured out what all of the different modes Shulk stuff does in Smash Bros.
Good for you.
Because I ran into it. Do you know now, TJ?
I read it at one.
What's the difference between Smash
and Buster?
And Buster.
So Buster increases all your normal attacks and lowers your Smash power.
Oh.
The other one ups your Smash power and lowers all your other attacks.
Okay.
So it's like, that's the difference. So Buster's like soften them up and then, what is it? You have to know these things, okay? If you damage multipliers and we go to tournaments, man.
You know my position on Smash Bros.
He loves it. He thinks this is a serious fighting game.
Best fighting game.
Sweet party game.
Ow! Evo 2015 competition.
It's at Evo.
Oh!
I'm pretty salty.
Anthony's going to Evo for Smash Brothers.
He's going to play Shulk.
You'll get to hear more of his other lines.
What?
He has other lines.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't remember it.
Like backslash.
Nothing.
Or backslash.
Nothing as prominent as backslash, and I'm really feeling it, but... Yeah. You'll hear some more.
Yo, are there different inflections on back?
Oh, no. He shouts all his skill names.
Yeah, I know.
That's why, yeah.
But you're only using backslash.
I saw that. It's like, break! And then he does something else. But yo, you know what I'm really excited for? The new entry in Odyssey.
Fafnir Knight. I saw a trailer for it. And can't wait. It's coming out this summer.
It looks good. It just doesn't look good as Fire Emblem.
Fight. No, you're right. Issue resolved. Moving on.
Anthony, your week?
So in my week, I...
Hey, that was great. Thanks. Bye.
What? I don't get it. What? So no, I've been playing more Diablo 3.
Again?
Yeah, so the season 2 ended.
Oh.
Like right quick.
It's been like 3 months.
Yeah, like 3 months. And then so season 3 has started up. And it's the same deal. New items, new gems. You start with a brand new character. You have to unlock everything over again. This time they've added, though, they've added new bounty quests. So pretty much how the rotation goes is you do bounties to get rift crystals, rift fragments. You use those rift fragments to go into rifts to get greater rift fragments. You use the greater rift fragments to go into greater rifts.
Oh, God, really?
To level up your gems, your legendary gems. And then you put those legendary gems into whatever, and then you go ham.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's less work than you think.
Okay.
Because once you're powerful enough and like once you get kind of a build going,
yeah,
you can clear a lot of rifts like real fast. Right? So as long as you're playing at the correct difficulty for what gear you have.
Sure.
Like if you have Torment 1 difficult gear and you're playing Torment 6 difficulty, you're not going anywhere.
Alright.
Right. But yeah, so they've added new weapons, new stuff. I've made a wizard this time. So there's a lot of new set items for wizards and a lot of new gems for cold damage. So like just stuff like when people are chilled, they get frozen instead. When people are frozen, they take extra damage from ice attacks, or they get frozen for longer, stuff like that. And I'm trying to make a new ice wizard build because right now the new hotness is fire wizard because there's a set where when an enemy burns for a set amount of damage. While you have this set equipped, the set then just makes them burn forever at like 2-3,000% weapon damage.
Mm.
And then you combine that with other fire attacks and other stuff. It's been pretty fun. There's a lot of cool stuff from the new season. But like I had to go through all my season characters like from the last season. I'm like, delete, because there's such a limited amount of character slots. And I felt like, oh, I spent so much time with you, but I spent more time with this other person. Delete. So, yeah. But it's pretty cool. Like, Diablo has hit this, like, perfect grind state where I'm just like, I just want to be nothing? Mindless and listen to podcasts.
I don't think I can do that.
It's pretty fun. Just big numbers.
Just play Call of Duty, man.
I'm done with Call of Duty. You need to focus too much on that. When I was playing at MLG level, you know? And then I've also bought a new Image comic called The Wicked and the Divine.
Mm.
And it's here. I don't know if you guys want to look through it or believe it or
anything. Yeah, I did. And it's just confusing as crap.
So why is there a Phoenix Down on the cover?
I think it's to represent that, like, so the feather is, like, the divine and then the fire is, like, the wicked.
Phoenix Down.
So the tagline is, so pretty much every 99 years, 12 gods return as young people. And they are loved, they are hated. And in 2 years, they are all dead.
Huh.
So it's happening now. And so the story revolves around these 12 gods and one human who all the humans know that these people are gods because they're doing godlike things. They're like doing like special powers or summoning lightning from the sky. And they take gods from all kinds of different religions and countries. Right. So they have like Irish gods or Norse gods or like they have Lucifer from Christianity and a bunch of other stuff. And it's pretty much like the simplest way to break down the story. It is. Gods backstabbing other gods. It's politics, but with actual gods. And then actual superpowers.
Okay.
So how it works is they all come back. For what reason they have to come back as people, I don't know yet in this first trade. But they come back, and using their godly powers, they usually become like pop stars or like real like idols, celebrities pretty much. So like they're actual literal pop stars. There's the god Amaterasu. She's a concert. She sings in concert. She just sings in tongues and stuff. But she's a god. People are naturally drawn towards her and stuff.
Oh, so it's not like people are in fear of them, so they respect. It's just the magical power.
They're there, and so but some stuff happens to where people are now just like these gods aren't really just regular people, but super popular. They're actual gods, and they can do some stuff. So Lucifer, she, like, the gods were attacked by some people who hate gods. They tried to kill them with, like, machine guns, but obviously that doesn't work, right? So Lucifer can use fire powers, and she just blew up their skulls by snapping her finger. And so in court, she had to go to court to...
She had to go to court?
Yeah, she had to go to court for some reason. So they brought Lucifer to court, and the judge was like, you have to pay for your murders and stuff. And so she plays around with him, pretending like, oh, like, but it's just a snap of a finger. Like, I didn't do it. How can you prove that, right? So she snaps her finger as a joke, but then the judge's head actually explodes.
Oh.
And so Lucifer has been framed for the murder of the judge. There is a young girl who, like, kind of follows all the gods around. It's pretty much like a rabid fan would follow a band around the country. She does the same for the gods, pretty much.
She's a groupie?
Yeah, she's a groupie for the gods.
Okay.
Right? And
so wait, these gods just hang out all together?
Yeah, they just hang out as bros, just chilling.
Okay.
Some hate each other and stuff, but usually they just all hang out because, like, they have to keep each other under control.
Interesting.
Pretty much to stop them just wiping out everybody, pretty much, or just being too powerful and taking control over something.
Okay.
Lucifer gets framed. This girl is trying to figure out who framed Lucifer and why, and you go through a bunch of different gods and, like, how all their mythical personifications are brought into, like, kind of like a human teenager type form. And so how it works is, when a god gets sent back, they're in their god place. They get sent back as a human, so they're born as a human. But then as life goes on, one of the elder gods, she comes, the one that controls them all, and she says, yo, you're the reincarnation, FYI,
mm-hmm.
Here's all your memories back, and gives them back all their powers. But she can give those powers back at any age. So she can give those powers back at when the person is, like, 90 years old, or when the person is 12.
Hmm.
So there are some cases where these gods that have come back, because it's been 90 years,
yeah,
they're old people, or they're, like, a 10-year-old boy.
Oh.
Right? And so... But they're going to die in 2 years, and it's like the big recurring theme is, just because you're immortal doesn't mean you live forever.
Mm.
And it's this really kind of complex story with gods and people and how they live on Earth. And they still haven't really revealed why they only live to 2 years or why they have to go back to Earth in the first place.
Yeah.
But so far, it's really interesting. I really enjoyed it. Probably not so much as Saga, but I think I like it more than Sex Criminals.
Cool.
So, it's a really good book. I just realized I'm kind of starting to adore Image Comics and just everything they do.
Surprise.
Except for Nowhere Men. I don't think I'm going to continue with that one. That was the one I thought about the science, like, science is the new rock and roll.
Mm.
And then, like, they, like, genetically mutate everybody. But yeah, that's a... Did I talk about Mario Party 10 on here?
Yeah, I think you mentioned you played with your friends, broke friendships or something.
Yeah, you might have.
Bowser? Yeah. Okay, alright, yeah. Okay, then that's my week, if I already talked about Mario Party 10.
Okay.
I got some updates.
Tell me.
So one of the things is that, I think TJ will be pleased to hear about this one. So the game that we all love, codenamed Steam, got an update in the past 5 days. They doubled the speed on the new DS, and up to triple the speed on the new 3DS. So,
ooh.
I actually might pick up this game now. No, because, like...
I think I will pick up this game now.
Yeah, because, like... you have to triple the speed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, when it looks like it's on the regular DS, it looks choppy, but on the new 3DS, when you double the speed, it's insane. It's, like, super smooth.
It's just butter.
Yeah, it's sick. So, yeah, I might pick up this game. It was really fun when I was playing the demo, and, like, I was looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, I know. Looks good.
So, yeah, good times. Ka-ching!
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that your single update?
I found some new songs I like.
Okay.
Some Omarion. Supposed to be.
Man. Are these new songs?
I think that one's new, isn't it? Man, he has a really good line in that song.
Tell me.
He says, your girl grave it up like a groupie. That's fax, no printer. Instead of fax, he... Oh my gosh.
Puns.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, and also I like the new song by J. Cole called GOMD, which stands for Get Off My Expletive.
Oh,
D. Okay. Fun.
You guys into Vine culture?
Kind of. I actually like watching Vines. Why? I've
been listening to a remixed version of the Little Einsteins theme song.
Oh, like, I don't know that.
The kids show.
Okay. No idea what you're talking about.
It's about kids who are super smart, and they go into their favorite rocket ship and travel through time.
Okay. Yeah, nope.
But, like, I was watching a Vine, and they had, like, a rap or, like, hip-hop version of this kid's song. And I was like, I like this beat. I gotta listen to this
thing. This is kind of crazy, Anthony. Man, you've been crazy.
It's all that tea, man.
The tea's making you crazy.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that strong.
This is how he's going to drink the tea regularly. He's like, this was much better.
It was okay. It smells very fruity. But, like, it was an overwhelming taste.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. As for us, that's it. If you ever want to write in, it's over at tniab.letters@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Drop us a message.
Uh-huh. Subscribe to us on Facebook. Nope. Yeah, Facebook. Like us on Facebook and subscribe to us on iTunes.
On Twitter. Or follow us on Twitter.
And tweet!
Remember, review us on iTunes.
Oh, wait. Before we go, I would like to tell you guys that Anthony put up a review for a game.
Oh, he did.
He put up a review for Far Cry 4. I actually really, really enjoyed it. Not saying in the bad way. No, it's actually really good. Like, I don't know. Like, every time I see people, like, doing, like, certain scenes that they're talking about and, like, they get all this footage, I'm impressed all the time. So, like, I'm impressed by that.
It's good.
So,
yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I need to work on some things, like, lower the game audio.
Yeah.
I think you just need to up your audio.
And up Matt or up my audio.
And
drink, like, five energy drinks before.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Fact Rap 4.
I think you need some caffeine.
I need some jump cuts. I need explosions.
Yeah. There's some parts where you're just like, yeah. I could tell when you're reading it, you're like, do I really want to be here right now? Maybe I don't.
Wait, that's me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm thinking that?
Yeah.
Okay, I was very nervous.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Because so I could tell. You're like, Far Cry
4. That 7 minutes, that 6 minutes worth of audio took me like an hour and a half to record.
I think there's one moment where...
You're crying. You're just sniffling.
No, like, I there was a part where I broke up, but I didn't catch myself when I was editing it. I was just like, oh yeah, that was fine. And then as I was editing it, and like, I was about to put it up, I'm like, oh, I just broke it. I broke up here. Yeah. But I don't want to go back and re-record it again.
So what I want to know is, did you, before you hit the encode button to export the video, did you listen to the video at all with both audio tracks playing?
Yeah, and it sounded fine in my headphones.
That's the problem.
Why? Because I was listening to it on headphones?
Yeah.
You want to do that with 3 speakers so you know what it's like.
So the regular audio? Like, because in your headphones, sometimes you get a better
idea. Yeah, because I have, like, really good, like, Sennheiser HD series headphones.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, most of us are going to be listening to it on thing. Like,
what you also could have done is you lowered the volume on your editor, but it didn't lower the volume of the track.
Yeah, like when I record my EP, like, I'm just kidding.
So, like when you guys were listening to it, there were, like, fade-ins and fade-outs of when, like, I wanted a specific scene to be louder.
No, that's fine.
So those worked, right?
Those are fine.
Those worked,
but
yeah.
What was not fine was that your voice was really low.
Yeah, that's
okay,
all.
I think I need to raise my voice, like, from my voice, like, from my voice box.
Were you whispering into your mic?
No, like, I don't have a lot of privacy in my house.
Oh.
So just, like, when I do stuff is, like, I either gotta... Like, if I'm just yelling, my parents are like, what are you doing down there? I'm like, oh.
Get a blanket.
Like, I gotta do that, like, 12 o'clock at night when everyone's asleep.
Mom! Where's the meatloaf?
Where's the meatloaf? No, I'm not that kid.
But go check it out. I believe there's a comment on the video.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I asked for some some constructive criticism and feedback. I got it.
Oh, cool. I was so debating making like a fake account and just like putting out like a hate message.
Yo, this sucks.
Yo, this sucks. XXXXX.
I was just gonna do that under my account.
Hey, it's Vince. You suck. See you on Sunday.
No, man, but I really. Yeah, it was fun video editing. Like, it was a cool experience.
How long did it take you?
To edit the whole video?
Yeah, like the whole process, we'll say.
So, the whole process, I'll say, from writing it to recording it. Editing it.
Uh-huh.
Probably like 10 hours, 11 hours total.
Oh, man.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Really? Right. You guys take that long?
That's about right.
So I wrote, because I also put up on the Podbean website a written review.
Oh, okay.
In case you can't. can't stop watch yours. The video, right?
Yeah, you know what, man? Like, after I finished the video, I gave you one of these.
I'm like, oh. As in my laundry, like, oh, yeah, man. It's an impress face?
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I wrote a written review, and I took that written review, and I turned it into a YouTube script.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to change stuff because it's a video review.
Yeah, yeah, understood.
And then
yeah.
From there, I recorded the script.
Yeah.
And then I found all the gameplay I wanted, and then I edited everything together, and I added, yeah. like, all the stuff. And the hardest thing for me was getting, like, a still screen. I don't know how to pause it on a frame and have that frame extend out. I don't know if you can even do that.
Yeah, you can.
So what I ended up doing was...
Just cut it.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, when you're in the video line?
Yeah.
Just cut.
No, like, I cut it, but I want that frame to stay like an image.
Yeah, but you cut it on both sides, so it's one image.
And I just paste it over and over again?
No, you could just extend it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Is this on iMovie or something? Or?
No, it's on... What are you using?
I use Sony Vegas.
Oh, yes. It's one variant. Yeah. There might even be an option called still frame.
Okay, but what my workaround, because I couldn't figure out how to do that, was because I had like the video files, I just took a screenshot out of VLC.
I see, and you put the image in?
Put the image in,
yeah.
And then I had like a text fade in for stuff, so I used that. But the thing was, the image was darker than
the video.
So it was, there's like, if you look really carefully, there's like kind of like a... It has like the Far Cry 4 logo, and then it darkens, and it says like video review or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I see.
That was kind of annoying to me, but I don't know if anybody else noticed that.
Cool.
But yeah, it was fun. I like going through, like, just the gameplay stuff and finding like the perfect scene for the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one I talked about was how ridiculous the hunting is.
Yeah.
And like, so in that game, you have to hunt like one of the things to upgrade your wallet, you need to hunt literally 5 Asian rhinos for one wallet.
I mean, right. Why not?
And you only get one skin per. And
for a wallet.
Yeah, for a wallet. And so the thing was, I remember I was hunting a bear, but I hunted it with a grenade launcher. So I went back and I scrubbed through the gameplay. And so I have this video of me hearing a bear, and I just pull out my grenade launcher, and I look at the bear, and I just fucking shoot the grenade launcher at the bear. The bear sets on fire and flies off a cliff.
Oh, poor guy.
And I was like, yeah, this is the perfect scene for me to put in to talk about how ridiculous the hunting is.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, it's really fun. I don't know. I felt a sense of, like, accomplishment when I did that.
So when's the next one?
I think I might do Bloodborne. Or I might do, like, I was thinking of buying one of those Elgato boxes.
Mm.
So they're like $150, but I can capture stuff.
From anything?
From your TV? My older stuff.
Oh, right.
So like stuff that uses not component cables or composite cables. And that'll allow me to maybe like go back into PS2 stuff or PS3 stuff. And then I can do like, I was thinking of doing like a late to the party segment. Like if there's a game that a review doesn't serve anybody at this point in time, but I just want to check it out. Like
a retro review?
Like a retro review, but not... I'm not going to call it that, because I think someone has that. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Or just, like... Or I was thinking of, like, something like a Defender game segment. Mm. Like, something I like that I know not a lot of people like. Like, I got to go find a copy of Jet Li's Rise to Honor.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because, like, I really like that game, but I don't think anybody else likes that game.
I love that game.
You shouldn't like that game.
He was so sick. His face was messed up, though.
No, yeah. Man. Dual analog stick controls?
Yeah, man. Or, like, Death by Degrees. I didn't think that game was that bad. The Tekken Nino Williams game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, okay. Once a week, then?
Not once. I'm not. Right now, I'm not dedicating myself to once a week.
Okay.
I'm on the Blizzard schedule of when it's done, it'll be done. You'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully it'll be soon.
Oh, good. Well, then I guess we can look forward to more of those.
Yay.
Yo, are we going to OVO Fest this year?
If you want to.
What is that?
Let's go.
What's OVO Fest?
Yeah, it's Drake's private concert under his label, OVO.
OVO Fest?
Yeah, October's very own, man. Let's do it. They received government funding last year.
For
this
real?
Year. Yeah, but not this year.
You know that Ontario has a lot of government funding things for, like, entertainment purposes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get taxed too much, and so they got to spend that tax money somewhere.
Yo, so let's go to OVO Fest. Let's get drunk.
Is that a thing we can go to, or is that like invite only? Like, do we have to know Drake to get in?
No. It's a
it
ticks. It's a festival.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have to wear his owl clothes?
No.
I want to wear his owl clothes.
Do we need an owl chain? Like a Drake chain?
Oh my god, I want a Drake chain.
Yeah. Great.
Have you listened to that new album?
No.
No, neither have I.
Awesome, guys.
Jesus.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
For the fifth time, it's the end of the show.
Bye-bye.
One more update, though.